God's grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father. Oh, should I use that? My wife says I don't need a telephone anyway. They'll hear me wherever they are, so. God's peace to you and blessing on this Transfiguration Day. First of all, it's great to be here. This congregation is certainly dear to our hearts and special relationships and memories, and the joy of knowing that that transition was able to lead to Jeremy's coming and a real blessing of a ministry, a growing impact of ministry in this community. So, really glad to be part of that. Thanks for having me back. So, I want to ask you, when you were a kid, which day was the hardest day to stay in bed? Which day?
Christmas,
right? Of course, Christmas morning. Why? Because you wanted to know what was under the tree. You wanted to know whether that package was shaped more like a truck you were hoping for or another shirt, right? So you were anxious to see what that is about. Okay. You're anxious to see what might be under the tree. You wanted an advance sneak peek of coming attractions, right? And so that's why you wanted to get down there and see what might be there. Well, folks, today we celebrate a sneak peek, a preview of coming attractions, because that's really what the Transfiguration was. It gave us a glimpse into who Jesus really was, a glimpse of the glory of God that was shining in this man Jesus. And so that's the real impact of this day in the life of the church, this highlight of who Jesus was. But I want to put that in context of what Jesus' life was actually like. Because when we look at the Transfiguration, we say, well, of course, he was God in the flesh. So, of course, he was going to shine. Of course, he would be the fulfillment of all the prophecies and the law. But the reality is, Jesus was very human. Yes, his birth was kind of striking, but not so much so that it made him a world-famous figure for the first 30 years of his life, right? He was basically an ordinary kid from a part of the Jewish nation that was really backward. Hicksville, up north in Galilee. They said, can anything good come from Galilee, right? So he was from a part of the country that wasn't that well known compared with the Jews who lived down around Jerusalem. Furthermore, we don't really know much about his first 30 years of life at all. Yes, there was that one episode, his confirmation. We call it Bar Mitzvah in Jewish. But it was a special event that kind of showed he was sharper than the average bear. But otherwise, he was an ordinary kid. Probably followed his dad's profession, the trade of being a carpenter. And the Bible does say, in general, he got along with people, had a good relationship with God. But otherwise, he was an ordinary human being, okay? So I think that's an important perspective for us to keep in mind when we look at this glimpse of the glory. Secondly, Jesus did demonstrate some special powers. His message was unique. The gospel was something that people hadn't heard, and it was really exciting for them. His miracles, healing people, driving out demonic forces, that certainly impressed people. But the fact is, he was still human enough that the religious leaders of his own nation, of his own religion, questioned who he was, actually rejected him, wanted to get rid of him. And even his own family. Remember the time when the family went out and tried to corral Jesus because they was afraid he was looking so radical and wild and crazy that they wanted to take him home and calm him down? That actually happened. right? So, yeah, he was not universally accepted as this wonderful person we know him to be. So that side of him was also human. And then thirdly, even this event that we're talking about today, the Transfiguration, think about it. There were only three people who saw it. And even those three were told by Jesus, look, don't talk about this when you go home. Don't tell anyone what you saw until after the resurrection and the ascension. So even this event, which we consider to be so significant, was actually not that big of a deal at that time and in that place. And then remember when Jesus came down from the mountain. This was indeed a turning point in his life, because they not only went down the mountain, but they traveled down south from Galilee, likely from the area of Mount Hermon, down toward Jerusalem, where he told his disciples in no uncertain terms, I'm going to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be persecuted, I'm going to be rejected by the Jewish leaders, I'm going to suffer, and I'm going to die. That didn't sound like a Messiah that they were looking forward to, that the Jewish people were hoping for, okay? So in that sense as well, even this Transfiguration event wasn't the kind of glowing, wonderful event that we think about. So what is the significance of the Transfiguration for us then? Well, for one thing, for those few who saw it and who did later report it, and for all of us disciples following that time, the Transfiguration made clear who Jesus was, that he really was the Son of God. That voice claimed him as God's Son, right? And so we can be sure that what he was saying about God was true, was real, just like Elijah was speaking God's word as a prophet, just like Moses was giving the law of God, true words spoken by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as we heard in Scripture before. Jesus was speaking the truth of God to those people, and he continues to speak that truth of God to us today. And so that Transfiguration is a confirmation of who he was. It's an affirmation of who we believe him to be. So the impact of the Transfiguration then for us is an ongoing affirmation. It's something that we as Christians look on, but not just because of the transformation that happened in that Transfiguration. It actually points to a greater transformation when Jesus was raised from the dead, right? Remember how he clothed them, and it wasn't just a temporary image. In the resurrection, he was transformed into that eternal, immortal, spiritual body that will never die. He was able to come back for a period of time to appear to his disciples, to look physical so that he could communicate to them on their level who he was and the truth of his message. But that resurrection is the one that really seals the deal. It's the resurrection of Jesus that shows to us most clearly what we had a glimpse of in the Transfiguration. In that resurrection of Jesus, we know he is the Son of God, God in the flesh. In that resurrection, we know that he fulfills the law and the prophets, all that God promised and taught us to hope for. In that resurrection, he showed what will happen to you and me. As surely as he received that eternal spiritual body that will never die, that's God's promise to you and me, that we will have that new spiritual body after this time on earth, however long it is. from young to old, we will all receive that same marvelous identity which God gives to us in Christ. And we have that evidence in history of the resurrection itself. So God wants you and me to share that message of the transfiguration with people around us, people who are looking for some hope, looking for some reason to live, looking for some direction or meaning. We are able to point to a real person who really lived in time and space, Jesus, who came and showed us the heart of God, showed us the grace of God in a way that the world had never seen, showed us the promise of God to give us eternal life as it had never been shown before. That's what God wants you and me to live in, to hope for, to be reassured in this Transfiguration Sunday. And he wants us to share that with others. We can give others a little glimpse of the glory of God when we take time to visit someone who is hurting, when we take time to listen to someone who is struggling in their life, when we take the time to give something that will meet a need, as small as a cup of water to a thirsty person. That's how we embody that glory of God in the midst of a very human world, in the midst of a world that is hurting in so many ways, a world that is so confusing, distracting, discouraging in many ways. We have the hope in Christ that takes us beyond whatever may be going on. We have the vision of Christ that leads and guides our lives. We have the glimpse of glory that we can share with others. So may God give you and me that power of his Spirit to be people who shine, Jesus shine, who shine that love, that heart, that grace, that forgiveness of the God who came in that human form. May God strengthen you and me to share that with one another, reinforce each other in that hope, but also share it with so many in our families, our neighborhoods, our work, wherever, to give them a little glimpse of what can be, how their lives can be different, how they can have hope in God. May God help you and me to be those kind of witnesses. A face that shines a bit with the love of God. A body that reaches out to meet needs the way Jesus did. A voice that speaks a word of comfort where it is needed. May God give us the power of his Spirit to be his witnesses and give others a glimpse of the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God that goes beyond human understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus, our living and loving Lord. Amen.
Amen.